Despite progress over the past few decades, the pay gap between working men and women is still significant. In 2000, the last full year for which data is available, the government says full-time working women were paid, on average, only 73 cents for every dollar earned by men. But a new survey shows that one subset of working women has caught up. NPR's Jack Spear has the story.
For at least one group of working women, the old rules may no longer apply.
Young, single women who have never been married, that live alone, that have full-time jobs, they earn 101.6% of a single man's hourly earnings.
Ed Potter is president of the Employment Policy Foundation, a business research group in Washington. He says, based on an analysis of Census Department data from March of last year, this group of women earned $17.26 an hour, compared with $16.98 for their male counterparts. That's a difference of 28 cents an hour. Potter says even more noteworthy was the fact that the pay gains held up even after taking into account occupation, education, and age.
I think the sum of our study is that if men and women bear the same family and parenting burdens, that women actually come out ahead in those circumstances. Or if they don't have to bear them because they're single living alone, they're going to do better as well.
But equal pay advocates question the findings. Christina Fitzpatrick is a policy analyst with the National Women's Law Center. She's suspicious of the data and points to the fact it covers only a very small group of working women, less than 5%.
I don't think it speaks to the question that people have in their minds, which is, for most women out there, is there pay discrimination? Is there a wage gap? It's very important to recognize what a small population they're talking about that their findings hold for.
Fitzpatrick also says the findings run counter to what they've been seeing in the courts.
Worth noting that there's a lot of evidence out there that there is a pay gap, that discrimination plays a part in this pay gap, and we're talking about academic studies that have found this. We're talking about court cases that keep coming up where female employees are charging their employers with wage discrimination and winning.
But even if the statistics apply only to a small group of women, the data is significant according to the Employment Policy Foundation. It shows that working women, when unencumbered by the demands of marriage and children, can earn at least as much as men. Foundation President Ed Potter says it also challenges prevailing wisdom about employer pay discrimination against women.
It basically says that, for the most part, the differences in overall pay for men and women is not an issue of discrimination, but has to do really more with family and parenting choices that are part of what the women bear in the society.
When women marry or leave the workforce to raise children, however, the statistics tell a different story. Women face an earnings penalty. The same can't be said for young married men. Married men in their early 30s out-earn both single men and single women of the same age. EPF based its analysis on government survey data for 60,000 U.S. households. The group says it plans to release a more comprehensive look at women in the workforce later this summer. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.